2 Kings chapter 18. Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign in the third year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Avi, the daughter of Zechariah. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as David his father had done. He removed the high places, broke down the sacred pillars, and cut down the Asherah poles. He broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made, because up to that time the Israelites had burned incense to it, and it was called Nehushtan. He trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel, so that after him there was no one like him among all the kings of Judah, or among those who were before him. For he remained loyal to the Lord. He did not depart from following him, but kept the commandments the Lord had given Moses. So the Lord was with him. He was successful in everything he attempted. He rebelled against the king of Assyria and refused to serve him. He defeated the Philistines as far as Gaza and its borders, from the watchtower to the fortified city. In the fourth year of King Hezekiah, which is the seventh year of Hoshea, the son of Elah, king of Israel, Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, came up against Samaria and besieged it. At the end of 3 years, they captured it. In the sixth year of Hezekiah, which was the ninth year of Hoshea, king of Israel, Samaria was captured. The king of Assyria deported Israel to Assyria and put them in Hala and along the Harbor River, the river by Gozan, and in the cities of the Medes. This happened because they had not obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, but violated his covenant, even all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded. They refused to listen to or obey it. Now in the fourth year of King Hezekiah, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the fortified cities of Judah and captured them. Hezekiah, king of Judah, sent a message to the king of Assyria at Lachish, saying, "I have done wrong. Withdraw from me, and whatever you impose on me, I will pay it." The king of Assyria demanded from Hezekiah, king of Judah, 11 tons of silver and 1 ton of gold. Hezekiah gave him all the silver that was found in the house of the Lord and in the treasuries of the king's palace. At that time, Hezekiah stripped off the gold from the doors of the temple of the Lord and from the pillars that Hezekiah, king of Judah, had overlaid, and gave it to the king of Assyria. The king of Assyria sent his commander-in-chief, his field commander, and his chief advisor with a great army from Lachish to King Hezekiah in Jerusalem. They came up to Jerusalem and stood by the aqueduct of the upper pool, which is by the road to the field where clothes are washed. When they had summoned King Hezekiah, Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, who was over the palace, Shebna, the scribe, and Joah, the son of Asaph, the recorder, came out to meet them. The chief advisor said to them, "Tell Hezekiah, this is what the great king, the king of Assyria, says. What is the source of your confidence? Do you think that you have a strategy or strength for war? In whom are you trusting that you have rebelled against me? Now look, you are dependent on Egypt, that staff that splinters like a reed whenever someone leans on it. Its splinters pierce into one's hand. This is what Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is like to anyone who trusts on him. But if you tell me, 'We trust in the Lord our God,' isn't he the one whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah has torn down and told Judah and Jerusalem, 'You must worship before this altar in Jerusalem'? Now, therefore, strike a deal with my master, the king of Assyria. I will give you 2,000 horses, if you are even able to find enough riders for them. How, then, can you repulse a single captain who is the least of my master's officials, and put your trust in Egypt for chariots and horsemen? Furthermore, I am not attacking this place to destroy it without the Lord's direction. The Lord told me, 'Go up against this land and destroy it.'" Then Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, Shebna, and Joah said to the chief advisor, Please speak to your servants in Aramaic, for we understand it. Do not speak to us in Hebrew, within the hearing of the people who are on the wall. But the chief adviser said to them, Has my master sent me just to speak these words to you and your master? Has he not sent me to the people who sit on the wall, who are doomed with you to eat their own excrement and to drink their own urine? Then the chief adviser stood and cried out with a loud voice in Hebrew, saying, Listen to the word of the great king, the king of Assyria. This is what the king says. Do not let Hezekiah deceive you, for he will not be able to rescue you from my hand. Do not let Hezekiah convince you to trust in the Lord by saying, The Lord will surely rescue us, for this city will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Don't listen to Hezekiah, for this is what the king of Assyria says. Make your peace with me and surrender to me, then everyone will eat from his own vine and from his own fig tree, and will drink from the waters of his own cistern. I will come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of grain and new wine, a land of bread and vineyards, a land of olive trees and honey, so that you may live and not die. Do not listen to Hezekiah when he tries to persuade you, saying, The Lord will rescue us. Have any of the gods of the other nations ever rescued their land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and of Arpad? Where are the gods of Shepharvaim, Hena, or Eva? Have they rescued Samaria out of my hand? Who among all the gods of the various countries has rescued their country out of my hand, that the Lord should be able to rescue Jerusalem out of my hand? But the people were silent and did not answer him a word, for the king had ordered, Do not answer him. Then Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, who was in charge of the palace, and Shebna the scribe, and Joah the son of Asaph, the recorder, returned to Hezekiah with their clothes torn, and told him the words of the Assyrian chief adviser.